Today we're talking about, we spoke about the fruits. Now we're going to talk about peels of the fruits and vegetables and about the garinim, the seeds, or the pits. Okay. A lot of peel, whatever you want to peel, in the Shemitah year if you're used to peeling it. But a person, you can't throw them out, the peels. You have to put them in a special garbage. Okay? Okay. Yeah, things, we're talking about peels that people could eat. For example, cucumbers, people eat cucumbers, the peels of cucumbers. Or if animals can eat it. If people can eat it, or animals can eat it, okay? That's dusha shvis. Things that animals don't eat, nor people or animals don't eat. For example, shum, garlic peels, onion peels. Animals don't eat that. I don't want to. Animals don't eat that. Since animals don't eat it, and people of course don't eat it, so those peels don't have dusha shvis. Okay? You put them in the garbage. Okay? The same thing regarding the pits. If it's pits that we eat or animals can eat, fine. It has dusha shvis. But if not, it doesn't have dusha shvis. For example, avocado pit. It's a pit, it's called, right? It's big. Who eats that? The donkey eats that? No animals eat that. Okay? So now he's going to go through names of all kinds of fruits and vegetables, and he'll tell you about their peels. Regarding avatiach, watermelon, everyone knows who eats watermelon. You know who eats the peel of the watermelon? Okay? Mm-hmm. I think a donkey eats them, all kinds of goats can eat them. They eat the peels of the watermelon. Therefore, okay? So it depends. They could eat them. And here he says, that in our days, they don't use them for anything, and therefore the peels of a watermelon we have to just beef. Since in our days people don't use it for anything, you'd be able to throw it out. I'm surprised because I did see people give it to their animals.
The sukkah?
Not the peel itself? Anyways, if there's still left the fruit on it, of course it has dusha shvis. A lot of times you peel it and there's still fruit on there, right? The watermelon? Then it does have dusha shvis. The shells of nuts do not have dusha shvis. No one needs them. Etrog has dusha shvis. Also the peels and also the both the peel and the etrog. Also the peel and also the nuts, the seeds have dusha shvis. Other citric fruit. I'm sorry. The peels of an etrog have dusha shvis. The garinim, the pits of them do not have. The pits of the esrog don't have dusha shvis. Other citric fruit, klipot adarim, shelo mekubal yishtamesh ben achad hadakim, meikar hadin ein dusha shvis, ve'lachon lehachmid ben dusha shvis. If you have citric fruit that people don't use them to make them sugar, to make them into candy, so they don't have dusha shvis, meikar hadin. For example, pomela. I don't know, pomela they used to make fruit sweets from? I know that from oranges they do use the peels. The big with chocolate
marmalade.
One. Huh?
Marmalade.
Yeah, oranges and also lemon you could put in a marmalade. Okay?
And grapefruit.
Many people put. So the things that you usually would make, you could use the peel of the fruit, it has dusha shvis. If you don't, some Ikadin doesn't have Dushash Bis. But since people could use it, you should keep it as Dushash Bis if it's Kadosh. The peels, talking about the peels right now.
Now, can you freeze that?
Why not? What's wrong with freezing?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Are you destroying it?
No, you're actually trying to preserve it.
What's that? The pits of olives, if there's hardly anything left on it, it's like almost clean, and people usually throw it out in that way. So it does not have to do just these. Cottonseed oil has to do just these, of course. Cottonseed oil. Lemon has Dushash Bis, their peel also has Dushash Bis. Cucumbers, also the peel has Dushash Bis. Also the peels of zucchini have Dushash Bis. What else? Tamarim. Dates. The pits of dates, talking about now. The pits. If there is fruit stuck onto it, it has Dushash Bis. But if it's such an amount that you don't really consider it, people don't usually throw out the pit that way, then it doesn't have Dushash Bis. Kedushas Shvi'it. Kedushat Shvi'it. You want me to write it down?
No, it's
okay. You can see it. When there's a top at the end of a word, it's like saying in English of.
Possessive.
Kedusha of Shvi'it. Kedusha.
Seeds and fields?
No, it's Shvi'it. Shvi'it is seventh year.
Oh, Shvi'it.
Holiness of the seventh year.
Yeah. It has the holiness, the Kedusha, the holiness of the seventh year.
And we're saying that peels,
if they're used for humans or animals, they have Kedusha of Shvi'it.
So you put away separate.
You put it in a separate bag and let it till it rots. That's the rule, basically.
So what if something's not grown in Israel? Like, I'm going to guess lychee nuts or lychee nuts? I see them in the show.
It's not, what has Kedushat Shvi'it?
Oh, it has to be grown here, right. So it's not
on the seventh year.
On the seventh year.
If it's a tree, it has to be, budded on the seventh year.
So anything important we have to worry
about? No, we're not allowed to make medicine or cosmetics out of fruits of Shemitah year. But if it was made, someone made out of fruit of Shemitah year, you're allowed to use it. There's no issur of using it. You have issur of destroying the fruit. But once it was destroyed, someone didn't know he did. Even if he himself did it. You're allowed to use it. There's no use in using it. You're better off using it than throwing it out, right? But there's no use. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos, you know, I can't eat that food. Fine. Here, it's not a separate thing. You're not allowed to do it. If you've done it, you're still allowed to use it. Separate thing. Now, if someone has you let it use fruits and vegetables of Shemitah year, Kedusha of Shvi'it, if for medicine, if it doesn't look like you're using it for medicine, for example, you have an alcoholic drink made out of pigs, okay? Made out of pigs, okay? With Kedusha of Shvi'it. And now your teeth are hurting you, now you can't go to the doctor, you want to wash your mouth with it, but at the end you won't spit it out, you're going to swallow it. So it doesn't look like you're using it for your pain. It looks like you're drinking, then you're allowed to use it for that. Well, for example, I'll tell you also, we do, when we have an ear egg.
What?
If someone has an ear egg, yeah, earache, you know? He has a pain in his ear, he has a chashash, maybe he has a daleket, maybe he has an infection or not. So we don't go to the doctor, usually. But since we're afraid that we don't want it to get worse, so there's a way, you take either onion or garlic and you grate them, you use the juice. You squeeze them somehow, get the juice out of them. But it's very harif to put in the ear directly. So we put olive oil on it. And then we put that in the ear. So you can't use olive oil of Kedushat Shvit that way. You can't use it that way on Shmita the ear. Same thing with garlic.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Cannot
use it. Cannot. Shmita the ear. Because it's mamash for medicine. So that's cool. You're destroying it. If it's for consuming. The Torah says, for consuming and not for destruction. Destroying it. You have to consume it. Eat it.
This somebody
way.
Else made it?
Say
a
boy
made it.
No,
somebody
else? Even if a Jew did made it. If you made it, you're allowed to use it.
Kedusha.
I didn't say you're allowed to make it. I said you can use it.
It was already made.
Yeah.
You yourself cannot make it.
Let's say you made it, and then your wife says, oh, you used the olive oil. No, it's a fish beast.
Did you have it?
Yourself? Once you made it, you're allowed to use it. No. Don't make it. Do true, but you destroyed it.
What if you're making it for another purpose, like garlic toast?
So you have to eat it.
No, you're going to eat it, but you take a little part.
No.
And okay.
I have to tell my son likes to put a little bit of olive oil in his peyes before Shabbos. I asked him, why do you do that? He said, because on Shabbos I can't comb my peyes. And it stays... stiff. Maybe before Shabbos. It stays stiff. He goes to sleep at night, and Shabbos, he wakes up, it's still almost 100% beautiful, like after a shower it looks. So in Shemitah year, I have to tell him, you're not allowed to take the olive oil of Kedushat Shvit and put it on your peyes. That's so.
But what about lighting for Hanukkah candles?
Hanukkah candles, it's a machloket if we can use it. The maaser, we use it. Maaser you could use, he said it here. One second, let's make sure I'm not making a mistake. Here. If you don't have another oil, you'll let him use Kedushat Shvit oil for Hanukkah candle. For Shabbos candle, the Chatchila you could use the olive oil. For Hanukkah, also you let it use it. But if you have other olive oil, you can use it.
We need to stock up an oil well.
You don't need to stock up. There's always in the market from the customer. And by Makara is left. You have to sit here in front of me. You can hear better also if you see my mouth.
Here, just sit here.
Why don't you sit here? Bag.
There's lots of places here in this room.
Here.
Yeah. What is it for? It's nicer for me that I see you. I get a feedback. You give me a smile, you give me that. I need that.
Are you insecure?
A bit.
I don't bite.
Keep going, I'm not ready yet.
Keep going. Did you find hot
water? There is now. Because he fixed the machine. The big machine.
Yeah, I was down there 5 minutes ago.
Who told you? You checked?
I was there.
You opened the water?
I didn't open it.
I said, how do you know if it's hot or not? Maybe it's hot inside. That big box, remember?
Yeah, the big box.
He changed it now?
Just now.
You didn't see that it's in a different direction right now?
No. Okay.
We'll see.
But now I'm in this.
Olive oil?
Oh, don't worry about it.
For a light.
It's just fine.
Lighting.
No, you can't hear.
I can see everything.
You know what I'm talking
about? I can move over one. Believe me, there are a whole world in the
middle
of that. All right. Pick Reiser. Read this.
Olive oil for lighting is mostly imported from Spain.
Ah, for lighting olive oil. Yeah, then tell me, yeah.
Yeah, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
no problem with it.
If you buy specially for lighting. Mm-hmm. So one of the Rabbanim, one of the companies that import, mm-hmm. he wanted to ask the rabbis to give it a hechsher that's also good for eating. Mm-hmm. So the rabbi told him, it's only olive oil? Yeah, of course. He said, so eat in front of me and then I'll give you a hechsher. Mm-hmm. No, no, I don't want to eat it in front of you. No, it wasn't only olive oil. They mm. mix other things.
Mm-hmm. Paraffin.
It's a clear oil, right?
Yeah, paraffin. Mm.
Doesn't change the color so much
of
the
oil. Dangerous?
Paraffin? It's made out of
neft. Black oil, gold, what's it called?
Oil. Petroleum.
Yeah. No, it's good for lighting, fine. But yeah.
I mean, if you know, it
doesn't smell either when you.
It's very good, but they use it for chemicals.
Yeah, like, you don't need it to keep so. You don't put it in your salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could put it on your car.
Paraffin causes diarrhea.
Oh, so if you have a problem with that. Now, if you have avocado. We know avocado of Shemitah. People use avocado to put on their face. It's good for their skin, or I don't know, something like that. Or they mix it with something, and then they put it on their skin. Avocado of Shemitah, you can't do that with. If it was made, you can use it, but you can't destroy it. But what happens now if you have avocados at home? They're not edible anymore. People will not eat them. Yeah? And you don't have animals to give it to. It can go to the garbage. But you could make cosmetics out of them. Then you're allowed to make cosmetics out of them.
You could make what?
Cosmetics out of them.
Medicine?
Cosmetic.
Oh, cosmetic.
You know, like for your skin.
Yeah. How do you say it? Cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Right.
Now, the question I have is, when you're peeling an avocado,
yes,
your hand gets the avocado on.
Nah, it's not considered it.
So why
also,
can't you
if you eat... No, but you can't. What do you mean? You just got on your face and relax. Most of it doesn't go into the skin. Where does it go? The garbage afterwards, right?
But I mean, if your hands are dirty,
you wash them. That's not a little bit that. Also, if you had a salad, there's a little bit left on the plate. You throw in the garbage. You drink a cup of wine of Shemitah wine, and there's a little bit left in the bottle. It's not considered. You wash the cup out. You can't a lot, a little bit, not much. It was soap.
No.
Gershom. Did they really tell Kali Lavi?
I wish. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get in there.
They make paint out of all kinds of things that grow, right? Mm-hmm. For example, ink for writing a Sefer Torah. Okay? Mm-hmm. You let him make it. If it's special for making ink, you let him make ink for it. But you have to remember that this ink has Dusha Shvit. But today it doesn't make a difference because people don't make it. I don't know what they make. Usually you buy in the store. No one throws away their ink. I used to be a site for it. It costs a lot of money.
My wife had these bottles
Ken.
Of Indian ink. And a cat got a hold of them.
If you have a dirty hand from avocado, you can smear it on your face.
That's what I'm talking about.
And buy it. You let, if you have a Shemitah fruit and you want to hang them in your sukkah, you're allowed to, but make a tnai. If it doesn't get destroyed, you're allowed to. And you make a tnai.
Yeah.
That you can take it off whenever you want, d'cholamayit. So if you see that something is going a little bit bad, take it off and use it right away. Because people like to hang all kinds of things in the sukkah.
So you can...
Pomegranates or whatever it is.
Watermelon.
Whatever. You don't sit under it.
Like oranges. Can you just take one down when it's holomoy?
If you make a tnai before, a tnai means a condition.
No, I mean to use it.
If you make a condition before.
Right.
I have to explain that. All kishutim, decorations of the sukkah during holomoy, they're mukta. Why are they mukta? Because you designated them for the sukkah. You can't use them during sukkahs. But if you put them up and you said, it's a tnai, I'm making a condition, I'm putting it up, but I'll take it down whenever I want. Not during the chag itself, but during the chol hamoed. So then you're allowed to take it off. That's why if you want to hang Shemitah pomegranate on your sukkah next year, not coming year, the year afterwards, because this year won't be Shemitah year for the pomegranate, you're allowed to, but make a condition that you can take it off whenever you want. Okay?
So we wanted to have fruit in the sukkah to eat. We had to have it in the bowl.
Yeah, why would you hang it if you want to eat it? Talking about if you want for beauty. A cow or a goat, sheep. With money of Shemitah money, money that came out of the fruit of Shemitah. Someone paid him for Shemitah fruit, and then he bought an animal with it. The milk of that animal always has different sheets. Unbelievable. Okay. The animal itself has different sheets, and therefore, the milk always that comes out of it has different sheets.
The animal itself?
Yeah.
The animal also itself?
Yeah. If you have an animal, stop, you have a cow, you have goats, and you fed it only Shemitah fruit and the Shemitah year. Shemitah vegetable, Shemitah fruit. According to the Rama, the milk has the Shemitah. But if they add also other things in it, it doesn't have the Shemitah. Now, if you, let's say you made chicken or fish with vegetables of Shemitah on it, and the flavor is also in the chicken. Yeah? The sauce of it gave flavor to the chicken. You have to treat the chicken as if it has a shviz. You can't throw it out, stop. The bones, yes, but not the meat itself.
The bones of that chicken, what then?
Usually people don't eat bones. If you eat bones, it doesn't have a shviz. But people don't eat bones, so.
Then wait till they go bad.
Yeah, you
can throw them away. I mean, they have Caduceus 3.
Give these cats if you want. They'll be very happy. So.
Years ago, the network used to have kiosks. You build up and drop off your film, cameras of film, and drop off your film. You could go up in a day or two and get your pictures. And there were just little tiny huts all over the place. That's what we need for Shemitah. We need little tiny Shemitah huts all over the place. So people can just drive up with their question, or, you know, I would say, what about this? What about that? People have questions all the time. So we need little huts.
I have a number of old guys and rabbis. I have like 4 or 5 rabbis. If he doesn't answer, I ask him. If he doesn't answer, I ask
him. You should give that list out.
But most of those are English.
There's not books you can pass out. Books, dimensions.
Now, now we got the very important, very practical. I'm just going to start the topic, because we have to go on to B'ri Shalom. But the topic of the next paragraph, very important, is regarding, you know, how to do business with Peru Shviz. You can't do business with the fruit of Shemitah year. You can't buy and sell it, so how do you do it? And that's what we're going to learn tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow, they put a sign in the name of the Rav. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I assume there'll be a shiur with the Rav one. The Rav is asking everyone to go, there'll be a bus from Yeshiva. There'll be only one bus. So, whoever gets on, gets on. We're going to Dan Ben Yaakov. You know where that is? Near Beit Shemesh. There's big fields over there. They do 6 hour yibudot on the soldiers and on Amish side. The situation is very not easy. Especially by the soldiers.
What's happening? Because all I get is.
Not easy.
Face to face, they're fighting.
There's a soldier that they're not sure if he's missing, or his body's missing, or his pieces of his body's missing. They're not sure exactly what's going on, right?
They're still shooting rockets.
Yeah, they shut all over the country today again. Not pashut. Kids, I don't have to tell you depressing news. I'm depressed enough in the whole situation.
And
but anyways, we could dive it. What we could dive it.
Terry
Sports. Also, don't mention bad names.
Okay.
dirty names. It's a dirty name.
Right.
Kerry.
Yeah, Kerry is a dirty name. It's a tumor. What's it called now? Yosef Chaim Sidbon. Mm-hmm. He has a list on him. Speak to him. But to do it, he wants it being done around the clock. Wow. Even if you do only 15 minutes, that's the minimum that he has. You choose the 15 minutes that you could do, and he puts you down, whatever the 15 minutes you have, puts you on his list. And you're committing yourself for those 15 minutes to daven for the soldiers and for Am Yisrael. So go and talk to him and put your name down. It's very important. He wants to be 24 hours a few times, not once. Mm-hmm. Every day.
His idea?
His idea is Abenu's idea. Abenu said, why are you letting Hashem do decrees? If you do it bullet all the time,
the 15 minutes was something I
gave like
a few months ago for generals. For Am Yisrael, I could have always 15 starts of 15 minutes.
It's much easier for people that they don't commit for an whole hour. Right.
Yeah. And wasn't there a list for the Rav?
For the Rav, there was also a list like that, remember? Yeah.
So I put my name down on that.
Right. So here you can give 15 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, it goes like 15 minutes, mm-hmm. like quarters of hours. So very important, choose a 15
I
minute.
I think last night there were 101 soldiers in the hospital.
Yeah, there's more than that.
So now it's more probably.
Okay, so not for sure. Okay, so we don't have to talk about news here.
Where can I get the names so I can put it on the web for people to dive in?
They're not giving all the names.
You just dive in for soldiers, you promise that.
Okay. So when the site's up, I'll put that on.
If you want to be sure, what people should do among other things is any country that tries to force us to stop or push us to
shoot
stop,
the country.
They should close their embassy or consulate.
Oh, don't worry. There were 50 ambassadors of 50 different countries today in Ashdod doing the sirens.
Really?
I don't think they're going to enforce any. yeah. There were any Riyadh there.
Did they invite CNN back?
But what they have to do is tell them this is not news. It's going on for 14
years. Not Ashdod and Ashdod for 14 years, here and there.
Are we still feeding them, giving them light?
Oh, yes. And concrete. You know, for bunkers and bomb shelters and tunnels.
So it's our problem, not their problem. It's our problem.
And electricity and gas. And
there's a video, there's videos of a 4-year-old with explosives on him. They killed him on time. A 7-year-old lady with explosives on her. They killed her on time. They're all terrorists there. Not that the only the 25-year-old, 30-year-old, which is fighting.
So what did you do with the 4-year-old? I don't
know. And they killed him.
Yeah, someone told me, I didn't see it.
So what are we worried about killing civilians? They're all terrorists anyway.
Probably in the audio.
That's why they blew up already two hospitals.
They did?
There's pictures of hospitals with all surrounded, this you could see on the internet, all surrounded with explosives, the whole hospital. Inside, every floor there's explosive.
Yeah.
Kindergartens, explosive all around them.
And we warned them to get their patients out before, right?
That's why they're shooting now.
There's a hospital in Sajia that was used for rocket launching.
Yeah, also a school.
Yeah.
I have a video of shooting off rockets from schools and hospitals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, showing, you know, with the trail of smoke and everything else like that.
You know what U.S. did to Dresden, Berlin, and Hamburg in World War II? The great Nazis.
They blew it up.
Carpet bombing.
Yeah, something. Mashtiach takol.
B-52, B-51, B-52.
That's what they have to do.
Filled with bombs, just thousands of bombs.
I already.
They were quiet afterwards.
Huh?
They were quiet.
Yeah, they were quiet.
They were quiet.
Very quiet.
Nobody said, "Oh, you're hurting children. Stop."
Yeah.
Well, Skynet talked to Bennett, and Bennett just wiped the floor with them because, you know, what I would have said was, look at all the people that the British killed during World War II. You know, look at Munich and Berlin and Dresden. Dresden's an excellent example.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want war crimes, you know, here. You know, hang Churchill or Tony Blair.
That's actually a good tshuva and Hashem Yazal.
But I have an excellent post
on says, Avelan says, Bibi Upachdan, that's what he said. He's afraid to bomb them from the sky just to wipe them out. There's a special bomb. They have a special bomb. They shoot it down. And for a certain radius, you call it?
Yeah.
Certain radius, it wipes the whole place.
We have that?
Of course they have it.
We haven't used it yet, though.
They have smaller ones, 250 meter ones.
We're not using it, though.
No, of course not.
We're using precision bombs.
Okay, instead, we're killing our own, they're killing our own soldiers. Okay. Idiots. Yeah. Anyway, it's not our thing.
They have a fuel air explosive.
That's why we're going to go to the field. And that's
Yeah.
I don't trust the soldiers, to tell you the truth.
Believe me, if these guys had those weapons, those bombs, we would do it.
Of course.
They would shoot
them. We only have rockets, unfortunately.
Moses from the Aguda. He asked for the new head of the Knesset to not permit voting on any proposed laws that have to do with changing anything with Dot during the time of the war.
Religious thing? Dot?
Dot. They want to push new things on, just messing with the Giur and the Kashrut and so on.
Yeah, they stopped it all.
As long as the war's going, don't let them go up before. So some, every time they do this, it's pushing down, cutting down the Siyat of the Shmaya.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, this whole mess started when you start pushing these new laws through.
That's right. 100%. Can we comment that the Knesset and High Court of the Justice got redecorated? Or is that too much?
Tough.
It's too much.
It's very Zionist. Be careful.
Especially because I don't want to have them held there.
They grow the grapes, they harvest the fruit, they grow wine.
Well, on page 354.
Oh, one second.